Thanks again for all your support. This is Theo Von. You can see me on stage locally May 12th through 15th at the Tempe Improv. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies. And once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free, no questions asked. You can support allegedly by going to MeUndies.com/funny, F-U-N-N-Y, where you'll receive 20% off your first order. That's right, 20% off some wonderful junk covers. You heard it here. MeUndies.com/funny for 20% off your first order. Thank you for supporting allegedly. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear. Make a statement. Support allegedly. MeUndies.com/funny.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Allegedly. I'm your host, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And I'm Theo Von.
And today we have two guests. Our first double female.
Yeah.
Guests. We've got Jillian
You sound sexual.
I'm not at all, though.
Double females.
Isn't that how you say it? Isn't that how straight people say it? Double female.
Wait, did you say how straight people say it? How do gay people say it?
I don't know. Hey, girls.
I think that's probably
that.
It.
Me too.
Hey, girls. What's up?
Girl.
It's Jillian Bell.
Hello.
And Charlotte Newhouse.
Hello.
Stars of Idiot Sitter. It's so funny, guys.
Season finale.
Season finale. Sorry. It's so funny, guys. It really is.
Thank you.
It's one of the funniest things out there.
Thank you.
Wow.
I mean it. And it's hard to get me to laugh. And you guys get me to laugh.
Oh, you just got you. 2 points.
Yeah, 2 points.
Wow,
Theo hasn't even seen it, so he gets me. Yeah.
I saw a clip on YouTube.
And
it looked good.
You can deduct points, too.
Yeah. It looks good.
10 points deduction.
Well, before...
I feel like already I know who's going to win.
Yeah? No, look, a lot of women pick me out of the gate.
Really? Okay.
So.
And then they change their minds about 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
There you go.
I've disappointed many women in this town and outside of town.
I have too, actually.
Yeah, that's a good
this
point.
This was before I came out of the closet.
Yeah, he almost vomited into a girl's vagina one time, and he took Anne Hathaway out on a date, though. Before.
Both true stories.
I don't know which one I want to talk about.
Are you
first.
Both single?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't need to ask.
Are
that.
You kidding?
So you were going down on a girl and then almost threw up
yes.
in her
no,
vagina?
No, no, yes. he did, it sounds.
No, I didn't. I had that like I tasted
spits.
It in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
And so like if that didn't turn me off for vagina enough, now like I have the memory of vomit with that.
That
so.
Poor woman.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Just think.
I told her I like wasn't feeling.
We tried to get her on the. We tried to get her.
We did. Actually, we did. Well, no. Completely sober.
That poor
and
woman.
Not only that, but it was someone I was dating in college.
So Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. I went on a date with her.
When?
Before I came out. I'd say like 2003.
And he tried to kiss her at the end, and
but you are gay.
I am gay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Not because of Anne Hathaway.
No, it's definitely because of Anne Hathaway. Well, no wonder you almost threw up in a girl's vagina.
She
now it makes sense.
These are two
men.
Unrelated
I don't
people.
Like this. This is a wrong for me.
She might have turned some in. All right, you guys ready to start round one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, but before we get into you, little buttercups, we're gonna start round one. Matt and I each have a story to tell. Let's go with your story first, Matt. How
all
about
right.
That?
I will begin, and this is something that just happened to me 2 weeks ago, or last week.
Sounds like a lie.
I'm going to start off with a name dropper.
Okay.
Bruce Valanche, he's an old school writer, is one of my best friends. And
he's one of your best friends?
Yeah.
Point.
Points.
Yeah. Jesus.
And he calls
so
me.
3 points?
I don't have any best friends.
Total.
And he calls me up, and he says, what are you doing? This is last weekend. And I said, nothing. He said, well, okay, so... I've been asked to host this. It's called Party Boys for Charity, right? It's what it is. It's Go-Go Boys, and they're going to do a monthly thing. You know how they do, like, drag queen bingo at Hamburger? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like that, and they want to get Bruce in to MC it. And he's like, so what they're doing is I was invited to a show. We have a table, and we have drinks, and we have food. Do you want to go? I was like, I guess. So we show up, and it's supposed to be this thing where these party boys are going to put on this show with everybody at this club. We show up, and nobody's there. It's locked. And so it's me and Bruce standing outside in North Hollywood. And we're like, what the hell do we do? And he's calling the people and they're like, no, we'll be, someone's going to let you. Someone's going to let you in. Nobody lets us in. About 5 minutes later, this old, I would say like 70s guy who came for the show, who recently had a stroke and couldn't talk very well, was sidled up. So it was me and Bruce and this guy.
Sidled up?
Yeah, he just kind of came out of nowhere. And so we're standing outside and waiting for this to happen. And then up comes this 16-year-old boy, and we're like, what are you doing here? Bruce was like that. And he said, my mom runs the club. And we're like, oh, okay, lovely. And then one other kind of creeper kind of comes out of from behind the alley. So the five of us are just kind of standing there waiting for this show to begin, right? Nobody's there. Nobody's letting us in. It's locked. About 20 minutes later, the party boys show up, right? And apparently they're running behind. And so they're like, oh, so
yeah,
sorry.
Bet
let's get you in. And so they got us in and we sat in this table and they're like,
the
put on the show.
The club's not open.
The club was not open, but it opened once
when
they got
the party boys
in. Okay. But the problem is nobody showed up. So it was just me, Bruce, stroke boy, 16-year-old, and this other sidler. And so it's the five of us.
Sidler's
in this hit the sidler. So it's the five of us and these go-go boys put on this show. And it was actually quite not interesting at all. Mm-hmm. Because it was just the five of us. And then when it was over, it was like, and then we were like, well, what do we do? And Bruce was like, Olive Garden? And I was like, yeah, Olive Garden. Let's go to the Olive Garden.
No.
So we went to the Olive Garden.
Wow.
That's your story?
That's the saddest part.
It's all very sad to me.
Yeah. Oh.
Olive Garden's great.
That's your story?
Yeah, that's my story. That's happened to me. And that happened to me.
I'm glad Bruce Valanche is your friend, but I think you need to get some more friends.
That will come to your party boy shows.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so bizarre because you have these these five go-go boys dancing in this basically like empty place with just me, Bruce, and a couple other people. And it was
y'all
just very
strange. Y'all
need
to turn up a little bit. No brothers in that story. That story is rock bottom to me.
Have you seen The Witch yet?
I did.
Okay. You could have gone and seen that a second time.
Were you going to ask him to go? You were going to be like, I'll be your friend.
No, I was going to say, if you hadn't, that could have been your night with Bruce Valanche.
Yeah.
That's a great night.
I saw The Witch with Bruce Valanche.
Did you really?
Then you already did it.
We could have gone another time.
I like that story.
So I want to hear that story.
That's pretty much my Friday nights. That's pretty much what happens. That's why I'm single, and that was actually the most exciting thing that's happened to me in a while.
When did you decide that you were gay? Right after Anne Hathaway or the pussy vomit?
Which one?
I'd say it was the vomit that solidified it.
How old were you?
I was in college.
Oh, wow.
So 19 or 20.
Okay.
I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're keeping it from people, which I think is a little bit messed up. All right, moving on. So my story is because you guys are babysitters and
hasn't seen the show.
No,
but
I'm a babysitter.
Right. And you are not a babysitter.
Yeah.
But I've had a babysitter.
Okay.
And when I was young, they didn't have any Latinos. Well, actually, our story is always mildly tied together. They didn't have any Latinos in our town. I didn't see a Latino until I was probably about 13, and one of them walked in our sex education class in Louisiana.
Okay.
One of the states.
Yes.
And it's Big 50. And it's and this boy came in named Nicholas in a sex education class in fifth grade, and he's like, hey, Mr. Blackwell, he's like, what does pop that cherry mean, Ols? Right? So anyway, he asked our teacher that, right? So that's the first time I saw a Latino boy. But then he wore a shirt that he made himself. It said Nicholas the Rapper, but he misspelled rapper. It said raper, and then they expelled him. But before that, we had a Latino lady. Might have been Venezuelan.
Latina.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Point deduction.
And she was our babysitter, right?
Okay.
And I think, I'm not sure what her name was. It might have been like maybe Conchela or something like that.
Mm, that's
not
fake.
A real name.
Consuela, maybe.
No.
Conchita?
Conchita.
Coachella?
Okay. No.
Coachella.
She a concert?
I want her name to be Coachella.
Okay, it might have been Coachella.
Was it Cheetah Rivera?
Coachella, right?
Cheetah Rivera.
And she would dance and vacuum at the same time. I remember because I would sit there and watch her, right? Kind of beautiful. Well, like the first week she was at our house, she slept in a room and they got a roach in her ear, a cucaracha, they call it.
Cucaracha.
But it went into her ear.
They call it cucaracha.
Yeah, cucaracha.
That's where the song comes from. La cucaracha.
Yeah, point deduction.
Go on. So she gets a cucaracha.
His shit was horrible. He waited outside of a fucking closed embassy.
We don't know yet. Your story's already better. I'm just saying.
Outside of the Nicaraguan embassy.
Fully going to admit.
Your story's already better.
Now, my story was not great, but you can dig your own hole right here.
Yeah. Okay. No. I'm just giving you.
He has a tendency of doing that.
Great job.
Okay. Thank you.
La cucaracha.
So, Consuela
gets a cucaracha.
Cucaracha in her.
Oh, that
in
is
her cabeza.
So
yeah.
Disgusting.
But through her ear, via
her ear.
Her ear. And
she was a live-in.
She was, I guess, or she was just sleeping over. Okay. So she had to go to El Hospital. Uh-huh. And I'd never been to the hospital before, and I didn't know what that was about. My mom was like, you guys need to go and see her. She's in there. You know, we need to go see her. So my mom took us with her to go visit her one day. And I'd never been in the hospital or anything like that. And I'd also never been around a larger group of Latinas and male Latinas.
Latinos. So,
yeah.
And Latin people, I think you can call them.
Yeah, party boys. So next thing you know, me and this whole family of party boys and Conchita are laying there. And she's been in there for like 2 days, and they have this thing, and I guess they're planning on a surgery. And everybody's talking like another language, and I didn't grasp it at all. I was like, this family
and how old
is
were you?
Fucking nuts, right? Like, none of them know how to talk. They're all like insane. I thought they didn't know how to talk. They don't know how to communicate at all. I was like, wow, it's really sad.
Wait, how old were you?
Probably seven.
You'd never heard a foreign language?
No. I mean, I've probably heard rumors of stuff, but I hadn't really seen anything in the
rumors
language.
Of foreign language.
Yeah,
that's the greatest.
Where are you from in Louisiana? Because I kind of know it.
From Covington, Louisiana. It's like north of New Orleans across Lake Pontchartrain.
Okay.
Can we start a band that's called Rumors of Foreign Language?
Yes. I already think we booked Coachella.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wait. She was the babysitter.
She lives to the end of the story.
Okay.
And then while we're in the room, the cucaracha comes out of her ear.
Oh.
No.
Swear to God. While we're in there, el cucarache. Comes out of her ear.
Just pick one pronunciation.
Caruchi Tran.
He's getting crazier.
Caruchi Tran comes out of her ear. And the whole family, like there's one man who's like, I remember trying to catch it and the rest of the family trying to kill it. And she was like praying and everything. And it was, to this day, probably as a child, it was almost like my first big memory. It was like the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Did La Cucaracha lay babies in her animal that ate her brain?
I don't even want to think about that.
Do we now pick who wins the story?
Yeah, my story's over. Can I please get a buzzer? Thank you.
How many points go for the story that wins?
Up to
you.
It
can be anything.
Okay.
It's all...
I will keep track right here.
How about...
They both lose.
How about Theo wins, but he wins 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
You do not win, but you get 10 points for being a better human being. And seeing the witch. Have you seen the witch?
I have not seen her.
Okay, you just lost 5 points.
It's a movie.
Wow, that was a great round. Before we move on, I want to remind you that whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear. Wow, that's a long time. But instead of making a statement, sometimes you're just not making a statement. Well, that can change with MeUndies. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal. That's a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. 2 times as soft as cotton? No way. Yes way. So soft. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies. And once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And as a special gift from us here at Allegedly, you can go to MeUndies.com/funny, F-U-N-N-Y, for 20% off your first order. So if you look into your pants right now and your junk covers look a little weak, time to change your game. They're for men's and for women's. Everybody can cover their junk with MeUndies. MeUndies.com/funny. Support allegedly, 20% off. And if you don't enjoy your first pair of MeUndies, they are free. That's right. F-R-E-E. Free. MeUndies.com/funny. Now back to the episode. All right, we're going to start round two. Now round two is our interview segment. Matt and I are going to interview you fine pieces of feminism.
That's
and,
right.
And we are progressive men, and we love having you here.
Thank you.
And we are going to ask you questions, and you can decide who's going to be the better interviewer at the end of it.
Okay. Wait, who's single?
Who's single?
Guess who's single.
Neither of you.
Wrong.
One is single, one is with someone.
With someone? Oh my God, that mean?
This is gonna...
Like one has like a ghost?
Who could knows? Be. One, actually, one of us has a ghost.
Oh, one of us one has of us a ghost and one of us has a boyfriend.
That is, that's true.
I'm gonna say Newhouse seems like the boyfriend type.
And I'm going to go with Jillian has the boyfriend.
I got the ghost.
Wow.
Well, Theo likes to hit
like
on
that.
The female.
Who has a ghost and who has a boyfriend?
His name is Michael.
You might not at the end of this podcast.
Well, I'm going to tell you straight up, ladies, there's a new product out, and this is a true product, a product that's for sale. And this is a product that if your husband, spouse, ghost passes away again, in your instance, you can get their ashes put into a vibrator that you can then use. How do you feel about that?
I don't enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't
enjoy
it.
Fucked.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Just ash
of any sort.
Yeah, it could be like a
dead body, a cigarette dog. In a vibrator.
Even
I don't want ash in my vagina.
Yeah, but
just like I don't want a gay man to vomit in my vagina. I don't want ash.
Idiot Sitter just had its finale. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Great season. What next is? Are you guys coming on? Will there be another season?
We're waiting to hear right now. We're keeping everything crossed on our bodies and staying very positive that we're going to get a second season.
But we have a movie in the can and we're about to start writing another one.
Yeah.
And how much do you feel like that is in your control? Like at that moment after the finale airs, like.
So out of our control.
So out of your control.
It's ridiculous.
And are there things that you almost like sometimes want to do, but stop yourself from doing, like thinking that it just seems, you know, irrational? Like you
want
to like
we could do.
No, I mean, right. I guess we could. There's certain people where I think they go, you know what? Let's just start writing and just hope that that happens. And for us, we're like, no, let's not jinx anything. We came up with where the season two would go and we pitched that to Comedy Central. And so now we're just waiting to see if we actually get to do it.
Would y'all bang someone for a second season?
Bang. Have sex with.
Do sex, bang? Yeah.
Who is Tom it? Hardy in charge of the
decision? Oh, my God. I just watched Legend the other night.
Sometimes I got to ask, man. Got to ask the hard hitters.
Who is the person that we have to have intercourse with?
I don't know.
Mr. Central?
Mr. Central.
Or Mr. Comedy
Central. Is it Anne Hathaway?
Maybe it is.
Oh, I'm out.
I would have intercourse with someone. Yeah, sure.
For a second season.
Who are you going to have intercourse
with?
I don't know. I mean, I would
season.
Like to know who it was.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's certain people I'd be like, right. No, thank you.
Yeah. So you would, but you draw the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys have a movie in the can and you're working on something else?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about either or both?
Let me tell you about the first one. The first one's called Let's Get Married, and that's with MGM. And it's about two best friends, a guy and a girl, who've been best friends since they were little and make that pact, you know, if we're not married by the time we're this, we'll get married. And then as friends, they actually do get married.
I thought that was going to happen to me, but she went and got married.
Well, it turned out to be the best thing for you, I think, right? Because it's a her?
You don't know me very well.
I'm so sorry.
Do y'all think that y'all are marriage material?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
We're pretty great babes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. It's a good question, though.
Do you think you're marriage material?
I don't think.
I don't
really.
I don't think I am either. No.
Really?
That's so sad.
No. Most of our lives are sad. That's
are
why we do
saying,
this.
Wait a minute. Are you just saying this to get?
No. I see in my life. I don't see myself getting married, but I do see myself as a dad. Like I see
That's
myself
funny.
As a dad.
I see myself as a mom.
But I just you know
you do, but
okay.
You don't see yourself married.
I do see. I see. I could be married. I don't think I don't rule it out at all.
And what's your deal?
I just feel like
He's
I just have too
to
many
porn.
Problems. I'm not anymore.
Okay,
I'm
Were
eight
you?
Days off. I was having not. I mean, I wasn't addicted, but I found that I just went to that a lot of times instead of like you know, creating like human relationships. Mm-hmm. But that's a regular thing that happens in today's society. It's pretty messed up. But I just, the more I think about it, I just can't imagine it. Whereas it used to be like kind of a thing that felt tangible even in my imagination. And now it feels very, very untangible. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But yeah, no, I just wanted to know if you sweet babes are marriage material.
Oh, no, you don't have to go back to that. I like the sweet, soft you, the vulnerable
there
you.
There you go.
Point. Much better.
It's just sad. Right.
Hey, guess what? You just got 4 points for that.
Ooh,
being
I like
vulnerable.
That.
4 points.
Charlotte, I got to say this.
Are you dating?
No.
Do you like dating out here in LA?
I would like to be dating. I don't know if LA is my favorite place to date.
I feel like LA is the worst place
I would
to
rather
people.
Be dating in maybe New York.
Yeah.
I feel like that might be more my scene.
Right.
And do you ever try and set her up with men? Or men's?
That's a good question. She should be trying harder.
Well, here's the thing. I'm super picky with her, though. I'm super picky with her, though, because I'm very protective.
Oh, that's nice
to
be super picky with her.
I am.
But you're just landing men, you know?
I'm not landing men. I literally, like, got with somebody who I knew from when I was younger.
Right.
So it's just, like, get back together with that, or for the first time. So we were never together, but we were friends. And then let's do that.
Yeah.
But for her, I'm always like, well, he's got to be smart. He's got to be intellectual. He's got to have good taste. He's got to be a good person and have a good heart. He's
not
also
really
got to be cool.
LA.
He's got to be cool, and he's got to do things that surprise her.
Ooh,
that's standards.
A weird one. I didn't know about that.
I have a long list.
So you've thought about possibly setting her up with someone?
I have. I don't think I know anybody who's the right person
when
for
we,
her yet.
Also, when we met, I was like in a relationship where I almost got married.
Ooh.
And I think it's taken me a while to sort of just to...
Right.
Get not, to the point where I'm like ready to
not the
date.
Right person. So now it's like, let's find the right one.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah. I want a question from you.
All right, my question is.
Wait, is he done with his interview?
Oh wait, I thought we go back.
No, we just
and forth.
Go back and forth.
Yeah. They go back and forth.
Yeah. Now I want. Do you guys get sick of each other ever? I mean,
no,
we do this
we
podcast,
really.
And I get sick of him sometimes.
We don't get sick of each other. I mean, we'll have to have talks,
right? Ooh.
But we can spend. I mean, when we when we were shooting.
It was like we were together more than we were apart, for sure, and even more than that.
I mean, we were together all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had two separate hotel rooms, but sometimes we'd just sleep over, and we had spent all day together.
Yeah. We still had things to talk about and would have dinner together, like at the end of the day from shooting.
Yeah.
Well, that says a lot if you can handle that.
Yeah.
With anybody. You guys never hooked up, right?
No.
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 Is it ruled out?
It's not that kind of... It's weird. Yeah. We call each other
husband
because we have this very like married relationship. Like I know what she'd get at a restaurant. If she goes to the bathroom, I can guess.
Right.
But we're not. No, I don't think there's a sexual.
No. And it's weird,
there.
Too, because like I feel like with some of my friends, too, just through like doing sketch comedy or something, you end up kind of making out with different people. And we never did it.
Is there a dark side of that sketch scene that a lot of people know about where there's people doing sex?
No, it's.
People doing sex?
Doing sex?
Yeah.
I don't even understand
the question.
I feel
like...
Is there a dark
His
side
vocabulary.
To the sketch comedy
no.
scene where people are doing sex?
Well, I think people are probably having sex.
So there,
but
there is.
I don't think there's a dark
it's
side
not dark.
To sketch or improv.
Question. SNL writer.
Yes, I wrote for a year.
Was it awful?
It was everything. It was great. It was awful.
It was awful.
Yeah. It was both.
Well, Sherry O'Terry is one of my good friends. She's been a...
God, she's so funny.
She's been a guest
so
on this.
So funny.
And from what I hear from being a woman, especially on that show, it's really tough to be a writer.
It's tough. I think it's tough for both sexes, though. I might be wrong.
Men and women.
I think it is more of a boys' club but I don't know. I never had a problem where I was like, this is because of my sex.
Really?
Like, I just think it's tough in general on human beings. There.
Why? Because of the... deadlines and because of the
because you're working it's super competitive and you're working crazy hours. Like no one has had enough sleep. You're not seeing the outside world enough. Like you're in your offices and you're just everyone's able to drink at any time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing is too weird. Like I just
really
feel like
but there's awesome perks
there's awesome
there.
perks, and by awesome perks it's like Ashton Kutcher told me a personal story. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're like,
or
wow, that's a perk.
On your resume.
Yeah, having it on your resume for sure. Like, getting to work in an environment where this, it was the first time I ever wrote with other people in mind. Like, normally for sketch, you're writing for yourself, a character for yourself.
And it was the first time she'd ever met someone of Latin origin.
Yes.
Was her name Consuelos?
Tons of urbans.
The raper?
Tons of urbans.
One of the rapers? Now, did you, because I know you had auditioned and then you ended up as a writer, right?
Yeah.
Did you feel like, was that devastating when you didn't get it? Like, were you, it was?
Yeah. For like an hour, my sister let me cry as hard as I want, and then she said, get over it.
Wow.
And then for like 2 weeks until I got the call to be a writer, I was just like, I went and visited my parents, and just like, they were in this condo place, and I literally just like sat in the community pool and just went underwater a lot and was like an indie film.
Yeah.
Sounds like The Graduate.
Yeah, I was doing.
Except no Mrs. Robinson.
No, I wish there had been someone during that time.
Yeah, maybe a housekeeper.
I don't know.
Would you say that was one of the lowest points career-wise, kind of where you felt? Or where you felt the most defeated?
Probably. No, actually.
Oh, I know what it was.
You know what it was. When I left, after I got let go of SNL after a year, I shot Workaholics, and then there was like almost a year until it aired. Oh. And so for that time, financially, I was like, oh, I have nothing coming in.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do anything because I was a series regular on a show. So I went back and worked at a talent agency and was like giving actors their checks and answering the phone.
Wow.
And
they're
like, didn't you go to SNL? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, and now you're giving me my paycheck? And I'm like, like really sad,
but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Can you tell me in gibberish before you tell everyone?
No, because my gibberish isn't good enough.
Okay.
Now, when you say gibberish, what language are you talking about?
Is it gonna be bad and get me in trouble?
She can do it really well. Like, say something.
Oh yeah. The giz of the gizm of the gee to the gawk of the ging of the ginge of the gibber of the gish.
You to guess.
That's good.
To the gill, to the gore, to the go. Does that?
Oh, that was a low point? Oh, yeah. You can talk about that one.
I can?
Yeah, you can say it.
Her torso is in Inherent Vice.
Mm-hmm. Your torso?
In Inherent Vice, he does like a, there's like three characters that all you see is their torso.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a choice he made. But Jillian played a waitress, and she was, it was a scene with Benicio del Toro and
Joaquin Phoenix.
And she had a panic attack. And she like just couldn't do it. And it was like not very many lines, but she
it's
just
like, yeah. And Benicio del Toro, I like love him. And so to be having a panic attack and totally, I'm having it right now, having like a meltdown in front of somebody who you're just like, want to impress and want to be.
Right.
Aware.
Yeah.
And she's never seen it. And she's actually like, I mean, it's short. You never see her face, but she's great. I mean, you would never know it.
What brought that on? Do you think it was just
there was a lot of things going on. I flew. I did like a red eye, and it shot the next morning. And I had been shooting the day before out in Wilmington, and then it was also the year anniversary of my dad passing. Mm. And then I'm like working
with
Benicio del Toro, and who's
it's like the surreal
number one for me. So like to have all of those things, it was just like. My body was just going, you're fucked.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I was on a show called Living with Fran. So on the show, she's dating a much younger guy. That's like the conceit. And then she's like doing some business deal with my dad. And I'm like a rich girl, like a Paris Hilton. I have a crush on her boyfriend. And we had to get into a pillow fight at a club that was like a bed club. This is
like in Miami.
And the whole time people would, like, the director would come up to me and be like,
wait, go in here.
You're in Fran's light? Hey, you are directly in Fran's light. Like, saying it to me, like, hey, I should know. And B, I was like, I was doing it on purpose. And I was like, this is nuts.
Jesus.
So it was like, she was such a diva. She had like leopard carpeting.
That's what he said in the
She had like her own makeup artist. She had her dog on set. I mean, she was like as Fran Drescher as you could imagine.
Leopard
but,
carpeting
like,
in the trailer or
her room had leopard carpeting.
Oh no. Oof. Okay. Okay.
And I was just excited because the guy who played my dad was on The Sopranos. But anyway, so we have this pillow fight and I'm hitting her like as lightly as I can, and she's whacking.
Mm.
Because you were in her light.
Jesus. Just like, I'm getting whacked. And she goes, you know what? Really hit me this time. Really go for it. Everyone's like, Fran's going for it. You guys, Fran's doing it. Fran's doing it. She's letting her really hit her. Oh my God, you guys, Fran is doing it. Fran's doing it. She's just going to, I'm just like, I am. I'm going to just let her hit me. I'm just going to let her hit me. And so I'm like, okay. And I really honestly didn't. I still was like, I'm not hitting this bitch hard.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, hit me full on in the face. Let's get it. This is the shot. Come on, come on. And I go, okay. And sort of doing it back and forth. And I just like hit her a little hard. And she goes, okay, cut. Scene's done. We're done. We're done. And then walked off and we were done.
So upset.
Wow.
Just like over it.
Yeah. Oh, she was upset.
Upset that I'd hit her too hard.
Wow. Oh. Sounds like someone needs to hit her a little.
Okay, we're done. Looking at me like, we're done.
Going back, would you have hit her still the same amount?
I would have hit her so much harder.
If you see her on the street now, will you give her...
If I see her on the street, I'm just going to hit her.
Smack that girl.
Hey, I didn't give you the rest of this. You know?
No, I did. I saw some interviews and stuff where you talk, your Justin Timberlake story got a lot of press and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever any other stories that you had of celebrity run-ins or like SNL's time or celebrity run-ins for both of you that have been awkward or fun or interesting or anything like that?
But you can't tell it.
Yeah.
And I am.
Can you just tell us who without telling the story?
I can tell you a shorter one, a different one that's ridiculous. I was going to a sketch show with my sister. This was like so many years ago. And we had like an hour to kill, so we went over to this Mexican restaurant and got hammered off of margaritas. And we were walking back over to the sketch show, and we're waiting to cross, you know, we're at the crosswalk. And just as the light is turning green, my sister looks over, and the car next to us, she goes, I think that's Elijah Wood. And I was like, what, really? And the light turns green, and we start to walk, and at the same time, I just go, hey, Elijah. And the car crosses over the intersection and then stops, and the window rolls down, and it's Elijah Wood. Mm. And my reaction was walking, see him, and I go, and then I just kept walking. Why was I such a dick to Elijah Wood?
Oh, no.
Like looking what at me like, oh, maybe we know each other. And I just went,
wow.
I wonder what
that makes wasted.
Me think of. That makes
minus
me think
20
of,
points.
Michael Hitchcock story. When I was wasted, I said, they were like trying to get me to leave a club and I was so drunk. They're like, look, it's Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And I was like, fuck Ben Affleck. Like right in his face. But that was it. I don't remember it.
I did it to Usher one. How about you? Any others other than Ben Affleck?
Celebrity run-ins that were weird. Oh, that Owen Wilson thing was really weird. Okay.
Was it Owen or Luke?
That could be the source of the problem.
I thought it was Luke.
It was totally Luke. Yeah. Owen Wilson would never have done
it. It was Conchita or Consuela?
It was a circle bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Venice called the Circle Bar. He was like at one end with a friend. And he sent a friend over to get me, which is, first of all, already insane.
Get you what?
Oh, to come over.
Okay.
And you don't like that because it's
already we're this is already
awkward,
terrible. You know, like just go over and say hello.
Yeah, have the balls to just do it.
So he has his friend bring me over, and then he's like, kind of not. He's like, hi, and I'm like, hi, how's it going? It's like pretty good, and I'm like, this is the weirdest thing. And then so these like biker guys come in. And they, one of them kind of like nudges me and he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it's okay, but watch it. You do it again, he's going to beat you up. And I point to Luke Wilson and they go, and the guy laughs. I'm totally kidding.
Right, right.
And Luke Wilson looks at me and goes, why would you say that?
Oh,
why would you do that? Like, why?
Not picking up that it was like, totally a joke. Like,
just a bit.
Like, why
that
would
guy
you,
could hurt me.
Why would you say I would beat that guy up? That's a big dude. I was like,
and
it
I'm
was
out.
So nice to meet you. I'm going to go now.
Wow. What do you think of the Jump Street / Men in Black combo thing that they're doing now.
I mean, I think if it happens, I think it would be really cool. I would totally go see that movie.
So you wouldn't be a part
of... Well, if they asked me to, yeah.
Yeah, you would. But as of now, like, you don't know anything.
No, I don't know anything, unfortunately.
Those movies are like...
out of the loop.
That seemed like a pretty fun time.
How great would it be if everyone just came up to me and they're like, hey, we're thinking about this. What do you think? I was like, I don't know, you guys. I guess, no, you know what? Go for it. They were like, yeah. She says to go for it. It's like Fran.
She said go for it.
But then when it,
do it.
She's going to do it.
But then when it fails, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
Fran's going to do it.
I know that. I saw that Rogan retweeted for the Idiot Center stuff.
And yeah, so he tweeted out.
Yeah, it was really sweet. What's it like being a part of that club? I mean, if I was friends with anybody in this business, like, or part of a club, I wouldn't want to be part of, like, the Kim Kardashian club or anything. It would be those guys.
You don't want to be part of the Kim Kardashian
club? No, I don't think so.
I guess it's more family than a club, Kim Kardashian.
Because they're all related.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's the makeup mafia. Yeah.
What's it like being... with those guys stuff. I mean, you work with Jonah and Seth and...
Yeah, but again, it's still like... I mean, if I see them at something, we'll say what's up and be really friendly. But I hang out with Charlotte
more
than I hang out with Seth Rogen. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But they're super lovely people and so funny. Do we grade you guys?
Sure, yeah.
Yep. Oh, I pick Theo.
Yeah.
Because all your questions were about Jillian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now I'm going to pick Theo, too.
Yeah. Isn't that true? I asked if you guys... get along.
It was
we're tired of hearing from you right now.
It was too focused.
Yeah, I felt that.
It was
that
like
a little
have
bit.
Jillian on the show.
Yeah,
So
am
Jillian,
I more open it.
All right. Well, then this debate is critical.
Yeah.
All right.
And we picked an interesting topic.
We sure
did. Wait, do we have to give you points?
Yeah.
So then he gets 10 and he gets nothing, or he gets 5. You know how we did the first round?
Yeah. 10-5.
Okay, let's do it. 10-5.
Okay, so it's tied.
Before
okay.
we move on, I meant to ask, if hopefully Idiot Sitter comes back, what would you like to have any ideas already about what would happen?
We do. We have a whole thing planned out.
You got an idea.
Oh, you already have a plan out? Yeah. Anything you could share with us about where you'd like to broadly see it go?
It goes to somewhere else. We can
say
that.
Not gonna be in
it
the
will
house
take
anymore.
Place somewhere else.
And are you saying, like, this, if I say a word, tell me, you can just not even, you can nod or okay, even just be okay. quiet. And I'll guess if I'm military.
No.
No more guesses. That was one guess.
Disneyland. What are we?
Military. No, I could see the gals getting out of the military and really proving themselves.
He's not.
Private Benjamin.
Oh, like Private Benjamin style. Yeah. I see. Interesting.
He's not that dumb.
Yeah.
All right. So the debate topic, because you guys are on a show called Idiot Sitter, is idiots. Does the world need them?
Mm-hmm. That feels like such an obvious... Okay.
I don't think it is, though.
All right.
Matt, we're going to get 30 seconds, and Matt's going to go first.
I believe that idiots actually make the world a better place. And the reason I like that is because not only does it make me feel better about myself and entertain me sometime, but it kind of balances out everything that is in the universe. Not to say I'm not an idiot. Okay, I'm not an idiot. I consider myself a little smarter than some of the idiots out there. But I feel that idiots, they entertain me.
Wow. So that's...
Idiots entertain you.
Oh. That's
they do.
The final closing.
Did you go to college?
I did.
Where?
NYU.
Heard of it?
Okay.
Yeah, barely even heard of it.
Theo, go.
So, okay, I'm going to say that it's time, honestly, to get rid of some of these idiots. And by some, I mean all. Because I think you could start by not letting people get gasoline if they don't have certain grades. If they're not smart enough, no more gas for you. So that way your idiots are immediately going to be confined within a certain mile radius. And after that, it's a matter of just walking around at night and asking really... open-ended, but general questions that are really have answers that people should know. And if not, I think you just got to put them in one of those pound trucks and take them into a special area.
Wait a minute.
But why?
So you're putting dumb people in the ghetto.
Yes, I am.
He's two steps away from an island.
Oh.
But guess what's in that ghetto?
What?
only books and fudge
and teachers
and fudge so they could eat some fudge.
So you think idiots are the cause of a lot of problems?
I think we do. We do very little to try and really take us ourselves to the next level. It's like you can be dumb in America, and it's totally
okay. That's okay. That's part. Yes, that's
that
America.
I don't think it's okay.
The system in America is
it's really, for rabbits.
It's for rabbits.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
I really
it is
like you.
Horribly inconsistent.
Yeah, and
that's true. That's very true.
The school that one person can get and the school that someone 2 miles away can get is just insanely different.
It's I agree.
So
I'm somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
I feel like if idiots didn't exist, then
so
I wouldn't know what to play.
Who would
I
we
love
make?
Playing
who would
idiots.
We make fun of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who would
Agreed.
We make fun of?
We would never.
But
become
at the
groundlings.
Same time, when it comes to a place where idiots are making people like Trump our president, that scares the shit out of
idiots
me.
Idiots do funny things. Like my mom called me. My mom's like a real snob, so every time she tells a story too, it's kind of fun and fantastic. So she goes, oh, well, she goes, you can never underestimate how stupid people are. I mean, my colorist the other day, she's having a baby and she's considering naming it Nixon because she likes the sound of the name. She says, I know he was a bad president, but I just like the sound Nixon. And that's for real. She's like going to call her kid Nixon because she just liked the name.
I'll See, like if we it. Didn't have people like that. Exactly. We can, not your mom, but the person naming Nixon.
It's
like, we need stuff
up,
for
guys.
Comedy.
Yeah. We got to move on. I think we got to move on from idiots.
I'm in the middle too.
I'm in the middle.
Well, we can call it
he
a
more of a program though.
I did.
Right.
He just.
Yeah.
Right, but he came from like such a positive place.
Yeah.
Where? New but York? Yeah. You?
New is that NYU?
NYU,
not new.
You both get 7 points.
Seven
okay.
and
point
seven.
7.5.
7.5.
7.5 each?
Yeah.
All right, so I have 22.5.
7.5.
Theo has...
Who usually wins?
I went to NYU, so...
Really?
26.5. Theo, congratulations.
Wow, we're saying there's a chance, guys. Hell yeah.
Woo-hoo. And I don't always normally win.
Hush.
No,
now
not today.
True. Not today.
Now you're apparently
not.
Now you're pandering.
Not.
Can I be honest? I thought you would win
I
today.
I thought you would win, too.
Really?
There was a lot. I'm sorry. There were a lot of words thrown out.
Yeah, you said some crazy things.
Oh, a lot of this is just miscues. This room, the acoustics in here are racist. Okay?
Oh, it's the room?
Yeah, the acoustics in here are very much. Yeah.
Okay, so.
The acoustics were, yeah.
What can we plug of you guys. When's the movie, the MGM movie? Not for a while.
We don't know when that's coming out. We just turned in our third draft. So,
but if you haven't watched the show,
yeah,
you can go back and watch it online.
You.
And I'll go back and watch some. I'll probably watch 2 episodes.
It's pretty
of
funny.
Or,
can I
or
suggest,
all of it. You can watch it on Hulu.
Wow. Can I recommend that you watch the third episode?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Funeral. And
okay,
if you
good.
Like it,
Reminds.
You'll watch the whole season.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
A little bit of trade bait.
Not
three episodes, third episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Funeral, and if I like that, I'll like the whole season.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anything Excellent. Else we got coming up or coming up?
Well, we can keep our fingers crossed and pray and hope for the best and put all the good energy out into the world for
yeah.
a pickup.
If
that's
this,
what we want.
I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah.
It's like clear as day to me that it should go. It's one of the funniest things out there.
Matt would, I mean, Matt's directed and worked with some of the best actors in Hollywood, so I don't know if that means anything.
Ooh. Ooh.
And not Anne Hathaway. James Franco, Todd Beckham. Who's Todd Beckham?
I know.
Him
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Todd Beckham.
Made up.
Todd
maybe that's your
sounds
made up ghost.
Like, yeah.
He sounds good.
Todd
My
Beckham.
Ghost is not made up.
Clay Aiken.
No, I never worked with Clay
Aiken.
Never Aiken. No, okay. Well, okay, so we'll stay tuned for Idiot Sitter Season 2,
mm-hmm.
and look out for your movie. Does that have a title?
Let's Get Married.
Let's Get
and
Married.
Our next movie, oh, we can't
is,
say.
What?
It's called Ants.
It's called Ants.
Like uncles, not
aunts.
Like
oh, really?
Not like the Woody Allen animated one?
No. Yeah.
No, okay. Aunts.
And you'll probably be getting married sometime, and you're still out there.
I'm still out there.
So if
or
you...
Or we'll just marry each other.
We're already married.
We could we could do that.
Yeah,
I feel like we'd have a successful marriage.
Oh, you can do it now.
Sure. We would have a very
and that's awesome. Yeah.
So if someone sees you out, Charlotte, they shouldn't send their friend to go and bring you over.
They should just come over.
Yeah. And they should be Owen Wilson
that's,
as well.
That's That's more chivalrous.
And just be Owen Wilson.
And just yeah, in general. Be Owen Wilson. Yeah. Not
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on being two of the funniest people that we have ever watched and had in this room.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And thanks by the way, I had more questions for you too.
No,
I promise.
It's okay.
You're out.
It's okay. I'm glad he won.
Yeah, and he deserved it.
Celebrity impression, bartender, boat contestant, agency assistant.
Can you do a celebrity impression?
No.
Yeah, you can.
Who can I do a celebrity?
Oh, I have one, actually. I'll do it really quick for you guys. Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
I'm going to take this hat off. They said it would take a man 40 years to get out of this here prison, but Andy Dufresne did it in less than 20.
There's a disc. You're doing a little...
Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's not
there's
the
a little.
Best.
It's like Morgan Freeman
it's
mixed with
best.
A racist Indian.
Well, then that's perfect.
Okay,
well,
it's like he didn't know he would get out of here.
It's like Apu from The Simpsons and Morgan Freeman.
Do your Drew Barrymore impression. I like that.
So if you had Drew on the podcast, some of the things he would talk about is Tom Green. Never Been Kissed in 51st States.
That days.
That's wonderful.
Thank
that
you.
That was amazing. Charlotte, you have to have something.
Impression. I can't.
Do a cat. Everybody can do that.
Meow.
Oh, you do.
Like
what is the one you do
I
with
like
Stephanie Courtney? The character that you do with Stephanie
I
Courtney.
I want to do Edith Vanka.
Yeah.
Archie.
I love that
he didn't
show.
Like, yeah, he didn't like gay people either.
Archie didn't? Carol O'Connor, he's buried by me.
What? He'd always be like, what do you have a fag?
It blows my mind.
Say half a fag on the show every week. What do you have a fag? He comes down and we have a fag.
It blows my mind.
And
that
he
you
had
know
a gay
who Carol
son
O'Connor
too.
Is. But you like, if I said Bette Midler, you would have no idea.
He had a gay son, Carol O'Connor.
Do you know who Donald O'Connor is?
No.
I don't either.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you know
make
who
laugh,
Cher is?
Yeah, I know who Cher is.
Do you know who Donald Sutherland is?
Yeah, I know who Donald Sutherland is.
Donald.
He was
Donald.
In A Time to Kill.
Yes, he was.
I love A Time to Kill.
Do you know who John Malkovich is?
He gave advice. Yeah, I know he was.
You
he's the man
think
that
a
killed
little
those
older,
pets.
Like, do you know who Carol Burnett is?
No.
Yeah. What?
You don't know who Carol Burnett is?
You're in
is.
Comedy and you don't know who Carol Burnett is?
Dude, I don't know. You know who fucking...
You know what? The next time you want to watch...
Carol Burnett.
P-O-R-N.
Emphasis on the burn.
He's gonna spell it
the
right.
Next
I'm not
time
watching
you wanna,
P-O-R-N
I know,
anymore.
But because you're not, go on YouTube and just go down a Carol
have
Burnett
you ever
hole.
Have you ever seen Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah.
Am I Googling Carol Burnett hole? That's
Google,
gonna
don't,
give me
don't Google that.
Have you ever seen Rocky?
Yes, I have been there. And
No, it's a movie. It's not a place. Have you ever seen Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, I thought it was a it was like a food fight that they had. Let me think about it. Let me think about it.
Let me think about it.
Rocky Horror. All right, this is enough homework for me, man.
Okay. Well, Theo, you do your homework and report back.
But you ladies are beautiful and funny and lovely, and thank you guys for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.